like this. Omer of money, you know? I didn't agree with Rabbi Cheskia, and I asked him a question. It was brilliant. I asked him like this. Kashita kumed Rabbi Cheskia, katanina taman. We learn in Mesecha Zovir that ra'a achat biyom ve'achat bein hashbashot. Now, before we get to this, we have to have a brief introduction, which is, as you know, I mean, we're just Isaac today in the Bavli, in the Sugya of Zivas. You need to have three Re'iyas of Zivas in order to be Chayav a Korban, two Re'iyas of Zivas to be Chayav 7 days of Tumah. One Re'iyah of Zivas is just the same Tumah as Tumah Skeri. Now, the interesting thing about a Zav, as opposed to a Zava, you'll remember that a Zava requires a separate day to be Re'iyah. Huh? A Zav can have three separate Re'iyas in one day and it'll still be considered a Zav Gadol. However, what's interesting is that the Zav also has to take into consideration the day, for instance. Suppose he would be Re'iyah, one Re'iyah, but that Re'iyah was over the course of 2 days. So then, the one in day one is considered to be Re'iyah one, and the Re'iyah in day two is considered to be Re'iyah two. Because yamim are mechalkim the riyas for a zav. So even though it's not the day that defines, but a riyah that occurs on one day and another day is two riyas.
Yeah, that prevents shmashas, didn't
it? We discussed it for Bena Shmashas in Nida, in Sefas Nida. And this is basically where it's Nogeish. Nogeish, the Mishnah in Zavi talks about the case that we spoke about in Nida, where a zav is riyah Bein Hashmashas. Now here is the background for Reb Moni's brilliant question. What, forget about Bein Hashmashas for a moment. Suppose a Zav would be Re'ya, a very long Re'iyah in the day. Long enough for three separate Re'iyahs, but without a hefsek. The halacha is that we split the Re'iyah in time, not only in days. What defines the time? The amount of time that would have allowed him after a riyah to go to the mikveh and to come up and to dry off. Then, if there's that much time between the first part of the riyah and the second part of the riyah, it's two separate riyahs. So now we have a case like this. A zav was riyah, let's say, in the morning. And now he's riyah bein hashmashas. So if he's riyah bein hashmashas, so now it could be that Riyah Bein Hashmashas includes Yom V'Layla, because we have a suffix, Bein Hashmashas, Yom V'Layla. The problem is that if you hold that Bein Hashmashas is a long time, so then anyway that Riyah would have been long enough to split Minayom and Minalayla, I mean, into two Riyahs anyway. So what's the point? Irregardless. So what's the point of discussing whether it was Bein Hashmashas, unless you hold of Rabbi Yossi. If you hold of Rabbi Yossi, you have a chav. Because now, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can have a wink of an eye, and a re'iyah that never would have been enough to be two re'iyahs, now becomes two re'iyahs because it was Bein Hashmashas. But, and here's this brilliant question, but if you hold that Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashas essentially continues the whole time that Rabbi Nechemia's Bein Hashmashas, what's the point? Then there's nobody who would ever give you the satisfaction of saying that Bein Hashmashas is maybe two separate Re'iyahs in less of a time. Because anyway, you're going to have that whole time. You're going to have to wait because you don't know when it is. So Lamaisi, you're going to end up with a Re'iyah that was long enough to be two Re'iyahs. So what's the point? So Bishleim, if you hold that Reb Yossi is a particular point, and which says, look, there's a particular point, this is the point, before this it's day, after this it's night. The Mishnah and Zavim goes according to Rabbi Yossi, makes a lot of sense. But the way you, Rav Chizkiya, are learning, there's no such thing. Because anyway, the Riyah would be long enough to split into two. Nice. Huh? Okay, let's see that inside. So Keshaita Kumina Rav Chizkiya had a great question to Rav Chizkiya. Katanina Taman, when we learn in the Mishnah in Zavim, Ra'ah achat b'yom v'achat bein hashmashot. Urachat bein hashmashot v'achat l'machar. Im yodea shemikzat ha'riyah mi'ayom. Then he's a vadai l'tumah l'karban, because he now has three re'iyas, the one that he saw on the day, or the one he sees the next day, and the one that is split now into two magically because it was on 2 days, even though it was one re'iyah. And you say he's a vadai, he brings his karban to vadaut and so on. Ve'im safek, if he's not sure, maybe miksas re'iyah mi'ayom, miksas l'machar. So there he can't be sure that it was both. So then, okay, he's a vadei l'tuma, because he definitely had two re'iyas, but he's only a sofek l'kar. So now, says Reb Chiya bar Yosef, bo kumi Rabbi Yochanan, I pointed out in front of Rabbi Yochanan, man tana riyanek leket l'shnayim, who could this be going according to? It's got to be going according to Rabbi Yosef, right? So it's Rabbi Yossi. Am I not right? Omar la kashta. You got a great point. Doesn't work out according to anybody else. Brilliant. Now, Reb Chiya, tell me something, huh? Al datcha, according to you, where you say, actually, Reb Yossi never says there's a particular point of a Bein HaShemashas Keharafai. It's just that we have to keep wondering, is this the moment, or is that the moment, and so on. So, I mean, if that's the thing, then call Harifayim, Harifayim, Shebechatzim, Yildereb, Lechem, Yisofik. That's what you're claiming. So, Loma, Omarle, Kashte. So now, why are you saying, great point? What's the great point? There is no point at all, because we don't know what that point is. So we're never going to have any way in which we could possibly say, this is the Yom, this is the Lila, and it's Vadai L'Karban. It's always going to be, it's unless it was so long, but it was so long that it didn't have to be Bein HaShemashas. So now Rabbi Yochanan was being Mishambeach and saying, great point, there's no such point. On my lane, the point is, remember that, look, theoretically speaking, it's not, there's a tremendous nafkamina, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there does exist such a point. That's the difference. According to Rabbi Nachemi, there doesn't exist such a point. So you're saying, what difference does it make? You'll never know what the point is, because anyway, it's the whole period, and if Eliyahu Navi comes and says, this is the point, so then why won't I know? I need to know the halacha. You're right, so I will not have enough information to apply this halacha. But I'm certainly going to need to know what that halacha is. And it makes it big nafkamina, aliba the Rabbi Yossi, because according to him, I could actually have a re'iyah achas that was so short that it wouldn't be mechulekes to shtei re'iyahs. And nonetheless, because it's on two different days, the yomim are mechalkin. Should we continue here, even though we're trying to keep it to
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. No, it's already 20. Okay.
When I was a crew.
Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Gimel, and we are holding by Rabbi Hanina right on the bottom of Beit Amud Beit. Now, just to get back into the sugi again, I think we could start actually from Rabbi Omer, because there's no real healthy way to understand Rabbi Hanina unless we do that again. So let's review. Rabbi Omer, halavana bit kufata. We're coming now to describe when the period of Bein HaShemashot is. So when the levana is most powerful in the middle of the month, and we'll soon see, I believe, why it uses this version of tkufata instead of mele'a. Then hitchil gagal chama lishkoa, utchilat gagal levana lahalot, zeo Bein HaShemashot. You will recall that in the middle of the month, the reason that the moon is full is because it's being hit directly by the full light of the sun, and so the entire surface of the moon facing us is illuminated, which means that as the sun begins to set, then that would be the time that the moon is coming up, so that the sun is going down and the moon is coming up, and that period would be the period
of Bein Hashmashot. That would be the beginning of Bein Hashmashot. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, well, there's some kind of error in the way that that was said over, because obviously Rebbe didn't possibly mean as the sun begins to set, because basically the only way that you would have a situation like that would be that the sun is not really capable of completely illuminating the moon, and what we would have to have would be that when the Galgal Chama is beneath the horizon, and at that point the Galgal Levana is coming up over the horizon, then you would have the period of an actual complete, obviously we don't discern that carefully, was a full moon or what is missing, you know, a few seconds of arc. But the point is that after the sun sets, then you have the moon coming up when it's really night. And at that point, you have the Bein Hashmashot period. Now, it's not that Rabbi Chanina is arguing on Rebbe. I mean, Rabbi Chanina is a number of Akara. So even though some try to explain here that he is, but the Pashtus is that what we're doing over here is explaining by being mitakein what it is that was quoted as Rebbe's statement. And there's also a undeniable problem in Rabbi Chanina's Maimer, because look, in reality, the sun-moon interrelationship is not a smooth one, and it's very rare that you would actually have a complete situation like this, where as the sun has got slipped right behind the horizon, the moon is coming up above the horizon. This happens very, very rarely, so even though technically that would be the great way for us to see a full moon, the reality is that, you know, 99% of the time, it's almost a complete full moon, but you don't have this exact situation. And it could be that that's exactly the meaning of halavana b'tkufata. In other words, what we're looking for is not the full moon. We're looking for halavana b'tkufata. Same thing as tkufata chama, the way that it's used as the mekor for the birchat chama. So it means in the tokef of its tkufa, that is to say, when astronomically it works out precisely, which is rare indeed, because after all, there is not a really well-defined round the Earth we go orbit for the moon. The moon and the Earth orbit around a common center of gravity, which makes for a real mess in trying to define precisely where the moon will be at any particular point. So what he's saying is, at that time, there you could see that would be the perfect moment of Bein Hashmashot, because that's what we consider the nature of the Shkia to be. Now, this is actually a tremendous, tremendous machlokas, which everybody knows as the machlokas between the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam, which really, really is not the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam, as much as it is as the Gra is following an ancient Shitas HaGainim, and the Gra is the one who made it the most Nogei LaHalacha, and that is the reference to Shkia as the moment that the body of the sun is directly beneath the horizon. And that would be why it would be saying over here that Sof Galgal Chama and Rabbi Chanina would mean that when the entire sun disappears right under the horizon, then the word sof would only mean the difference between our understanding of what Rebbe was saying in Yitchil Chagal Chama, which would mean just, you know, the bottom of the sun touches the horizon to the observer, which indeed there it would not be able to be shining on the moon. It means the end, which is that the whole sun has sunk. Now that is the famous Shita of the Gra and the Gaonim. The Rabbeinu Tam, which has, you know, become very, very popular, and indeed many, many of the Rishonim bring Rabbeinu Tam also, Lahalacha, holds that is what I just described as not Shkia. And what we usually look at a Shkia as not Shkia. And that when the entire body of the sun sinks beneath the horizon, that is pure daylight. And the real meaning of Shkia is when the light of the sun sinks beneath the horizon. That would be a lot later, which we'll discuss a little bit later on the daf, And that would mean, according to him, that the sun has started on its way back behind the thickness of the sky, which is, of course, the shita of the way the Gemara has us look at it, that the sun circles around the top, comes back around the bottom, which it's all irrelevant. It's just a way of basically looking at it. So the way that the Rabbeinu Tam actually understands Rabbi Hanina is he says that the point of Rabbi Hanina is that he's stressing Sof Kal Gocham Lashkoa. In other words, he is talking about the Sof, the very end, and that is what he calls the Shkia Shnia. And therefore, when it says over here, when the Galgal Levana comes up, it's also not talking about the Galgal Levana the way that we were referring to it, because that would be the equivalent of the Galgal Chama, the way we were referring to it, that the actual body of the sun. What it's talking about over here is the power, that would be B'tkufata, the power of the clear-cut shine of the Levana, which would be similar to the clear-cut lack of shine of the sun. So it would be enough above the horizon for us to be seeing it very, very strongly. And this Gemara actually serves as, in the Yerushalmi, serves as a lot of rayas back and forth and how to understand the exact wording over here of Rebbe and Rebbe Hanina. Okay, but in any event, we're understanding how Rebbe Hanina was mitaken what Rebbe said, and now there's a braita that actually proves that Rebbe Hanina is right. V'tani Shmuel Kain, Shmuel had exactly this lashon in braita, ein alavana zorachat, v'sha'a she'achama shokat. It's wrong to say what Rebbe was saying. The moon does not really shine at the time that the sun is sinking beneath the horizon, nor is it shokat b'sha'a she'achama zorachat. It's going to have to be a little bit out of sync to you, so that when the sun comes down, that's when you see levana coming up, which is when it can already be shining strongly, and that is Rebbe Hanina, that the levana comes up, the way we're talking about it, when the chama is sof shkiyata. Okay, now, once already we raised this issue in Rebbe Hanina here in Ben Hashmashot, you should know that Rebbe Shmuel Bar Chia, some have the girsa over here, Rab Yehuda, not Bar Yehuda, but in other words, the second Mandi Omar, which often happens in the Yerushalmi, that we just have a list, which really means so-and-so in the name of so-and-so in the name of so-and-so. So Rebbe Shmuel Bar Chia, Rebbe Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Hanina, said as follows. Suppose you have a Kohen who needs to be Tovel to Yitrum, right? He is standing on the top of Har HaKarmel, which is very clear, as the Peskim explained it, is not really the top of Har HaKarmel, because the top of Har HaKarmel takes a very long time to scale up to and to get down from to get into the Yam. When it's talking about the top of Har HaKarmel means the top that is nearer from the sea, it's close to the sea, it's right now the area that they call the lighthouse area, and that is indeed just a few minutes if you run down, you don't take the highway, and you run down the side of the mountain. So here's the story. At the moment that the Galgal Chama, he was Yitchil Galgal Chama Lishkoa, if that Kohen, the Adam Omid Barosh Har HaKarmel, which is right by the sea, and he's looking at the sun, just as it's about to set, he can run down, Yored V'Tovel B'Yam HaGadol, he jumps into the Mediterranean, and he can come back. Now we'll see whether Ole means come all the way back, or Ole means he comes out of the water, which we'll discuss. And at that point, he's already going to be allowed to be Ochel B'Trumato, because now it will be B'Tzeta Kochavim. And if he does that, then it's a Chazakah B'Yom Taval. There's enough time from the beginning of Shkia until the point where he runs down to be daytime. And therefore, if he got into the water, we have a chazaka that he was tevel during the day, and everything would be fine, and then now he's not at full yom anymore, and when the sun set, he's allowed to eat room. Says the Gemara, obviously, out of the Tamar, when we say all of this, we're only referring to a case, but Uduzala, the Kapundria. This is only somebody who takes the shortcut going straight down the mountain, not that he tries driving down the highway, which will take you forever. Or Bistrata, or the Estrada, as they use today, somebody who's taking the Estrada, is taking the beltway, then, forget it. He's never going to get down there in time. We're talking about a guy who's running down the side of the mountain by foot, and he does not get stuck on a road that goes round and round for vehicles. So in that case, for sure, by the time he got there, it would be too late, and it could be that he was Teivel in the nighttime. Now, we're going to see here a machloket in the nature of bein hashmashot. So, ezeu bein hashmashot. So, Omer Rabbi Tanchum, the truth is that according to the Gro, this whole piece ought to be put after the next piece, because as we'll see, Rabbi Tanchuma is actually following the shita that bein hashmashot is keherav ayin, and that it's zeyotzev, zeynichmas, and it doesn't really take any amount of time that is bein hashmashot. So, Omer Rabbi Tanchuma, this is similar to a tipa shel dam shenitunah gabei chuda shel sai. If you take a drop of blood, put it on the edge of a knife. Nech lecha tipa lekan olakan. You put it down on the edge of a knife, and within a few seconds, the blood is dripping down on either side of the knife. And the zeh bein hashmashot. That is the amount of time bein hashmashot. So in other words, he holds that all of this discussion about how long bein hashmashot is and so on is irrelevant because there is no particular period of bein hashmashot. It is a moment. And there's a brayta, zeh bein hashmashot. So the Tanakama here, which turns out to be Rabbi Nechemiah, says, Misha tishka hachama. And then, enough time kadesh yalech adam chatzi mil. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk a half of a meal. And as we know, a meal is a very famous utilitarian shiur, which is almost exactly a kilometer. And basically, that is the shiur that we rely on as a norm. Everybody says that is the famous 18-minute shear. 18 minutes and half of a meal would mean that it's 9 minutes. All those other things that are built on 18 minutes and a lot of different sugyas are about kedei lehiluch meal of 18 minutes. So half of that 9 minutes, that's the shear of ben hashmashot, no longer than that. And that's Rabbi Nechemiah. Divrei Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bein hashmashot. Now here we see Rabbi Yossi, and that basically was where Rabbi Tanchuma should have followed. So he was following Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bein hashmashot is keherafayim. Bein hashmashot is like the blink of an eye. It takes no time at all. V'lo yachlu la'amod alav hachachamim. The chachamim could not define it. Now, it's not quite clear what that means. We're going to ask in a moment. Does that mean they couldn't define how long it is? Does it mean they couldn't define when that was? Or they couldn't define what its status is, whether it's considered to be Yom, or whether it's considered to be Laila? We shall see. So, Rabbi Yossi now didn't say when it was at all, right? All he said was, it is Keravayim. When precisely? Is it at the beginning of the Shkia time? Is it towards the end? So there was a discussion about that between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha. So Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha have a yatri. Rabbi Yossi and Rav Acha are sitting and discussing this issue. And Rabbi Yossi says to Rav Acha, you know, don't you think that lo mistaver, that sof chatzi mil de Rabbi Nechemiah, that Heref Ayin, we're talking about over here, begins at the end of Rabbi Nechemiah, when Rabbi Nechemiah says, there's a Chatzmiel. Then there's a Keref Ayin of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it doesn't mean immediately after the Shkia Yischelek that there's some time for Bein Hashmashot. The Bein Hashmashot is after Rabbi Nechemiah's time. Now, what he would lamaisa hold of Rabbi Nechemiah's time, that's l'chara, according to this approach, we'll soon see that that's not so clear. According to this approach, he would hold that that's really daylight, and it's pure day. And after that chatzi mil, now begins the instant of the switchover, and that's the Keravai. Omar Leitz Rav Acha answered him, you know, I also thought that myself, I got to tell you, Afana Savarkein, the problem was that I bumped into Reb Chizkia, and he definitely didn't hold that. And what he said is, Reb Chizkia lo Amarkein. Ella, what he said is that the point that he was making, Reb Yossi, was that the entire period of Rabbi Nechemiah is a period in which we cannot be sure which part of it is Yom, which part of it is Laila, because each Heref Ayin and every blink of the eye during those 9 minutes itself could have been the instant that was Mechalek between the Yom and the Laila. So therefore, Kol Heref Ayin, Veref Ayin, Shebechatzi Mil, the Rabbi Nechemiah, that is part of the suffix. And when he said, Lo Amdu Alav Chachamim, that was exactly the point. In other words, they were not sure when during the period of Bein Hashmashot that was stated by Rabbi Nechemiah that moment of Rabbi Yossi was. That is exactly what was meant by Lo Yochlu Lamod Alav. Which means that basically Rabbi Yossi is coming to give a new understanding of what it was that Rabbi Nechemya said. It was Rabbi Nechemya said, Ben Hashmashas. No, Ben Hashmashas is a suffix. And the way we would have taken that, naively, is that that entire period is Ben Hashmashas, and we have a suffix whether it's Ben Hayom or Ben Halayla. Comes along now, Rabbi Yossi, to explain that actually, by the way, don't confuse the two Rabbi Yossis here. One is an Amor and one is a Tan. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha is obviously not the Rabbi Yossi who was Dorot before in the Zman HaTanaim. But anyway, so what Rabbi Yossi was coming to explain was that the suffix that Rabbi Nechemya was talking about, those 9 minutes consist of innumerable different sveikot, and each instant is basically a new suffix. Now, I'm going to see that that has many halakhic implications and is very different than understanding it the way that we thought Rabbi Nechemya meant it. Omer Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Mana says, well, I've got a serious problem with that pirish of Rabbi Chizkiya, because according to it, we are going to have a problem with a famous Mishnah from Zavim, and which seems to be saying that it's all basically one suffix, whereas according to Rabbi Chizkiya, it turns out that we have innumerable sveikas and cannot rely on the period of the 9 minutes that he was talking about, Rabbi Nechemya, as being one particular time. And obviously, this will relate as well to the question that we had earlier about the, if you do malacha before on Friday night or malacha on Saturday night. So over there also, we were taking that period to be one period in which either it's been a yom or a laila. According to this, the whole thing changes because the instant that you picked during those 9 minutes of Herif Ayins, of innumerable Herif Ayins on Erev Shabbos, does not necessarily have to parallel the instant Herif Ayin of the one that was on Matzai Shabbos and the whole Mamonav Shaf. You definitely had Yoman, is not necessarily true. And that is what's going to be Nogeya. Of course, over there was a discussion that isn't Mechayavas, but a Mishnah is Mechayavas. And therefore, says Rabbi Mana, I have a problem based on this analysis of Rabbi Chiya from the Mishnah in Zavim. So you will recall that a Zav, as a male, as opposed to a Zav as a female, Zav as a male who sees two Re'iyos of Zivais, is Tamei and requires Shiva, Yomim Tahirin, and so on, just like a woman who had seen three. The difference between a Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyot and a Zav Baal Shalosh Re'iyot is that if he was Re'a Shalosh Re'iyos, then he also was Chayav a Korban besides the Tuma. And the other thing is that the day defines a Re'iyah as well. So let's say, in other words, he started being Re'iyah Zivais in one day, a few minutes before Shkia. And that thing goes on into a second day. We consider that to be two completely different Re'iyahs, and they count already as two Re'iyahs Lagabi Tuma. So then the Mishnah says as follows. Let's say if a guy was Ra'a Achas B'yom V'Achas Ben Hashmashot. The guy sees in the morning a Re'iyah, and that evening, Ben Hashmashot, he sees also a Re'iyah that begins and goes through the entire Ben Hashmashot, or maybe he started Ben Hashmashot the entire time and sees another one on the next day. The point over here is, you see, that it's not only that the technicality of the day is mechalik a Re'iyah to Shnai. It's that if it's on two separate days, it doesn't really matter how long the Re'iyah is. It's by definition mechulak l'shnai. If, however, he sees two Re'iyahs in one day, if there's enough time between these Re'iyahs to be tevel and to dry himself, so then it's considered to be a new Re'iyah. Okay, so over here the guy saw in the morning is Re'iyah number one. He now sees Ben Hashmashot. The question is, or vice versa, starts Ben Hashmashot, and then later the next day he also sees. So now, Im Yodea, in reference to the one that he saw ben hashmashot, if he knows for a fact that miktsata riyah mi'ayon miktsata lamachar, in other words, he knows that that riyah ben hashmashot really had begun in the daytime, maybe 10 seconds before ben hashmashot, and had finished 10 seconds after zeri suffik, and so then for sure he has seen three re'iyos, because the first re'iyah was mechulak because there was enough time between it to go to the mikveh and so on. Not that he has to, but I'm saying it's that sheer. So that was re'iyah number one. The one that started 10 seconds or a second before is re'iyah number two. And since days are mechalak re'iyos, even if there's not enough time to go to the mikveh between them, the one that was a second after the ben hashmashot is re'iyah number three. Or vice versa, the one that was in the morning is re'iyah number three, as the case may be. But the point is that once he has three re'iyot, the halacha is that he is a zov vadai, both for tuma and for korban, because now he saw three re'iyos, and therefore he's got no problem. He can bring korban for vadai. He knows that he's chayev on a korban. Now, how about if he isn't certain, however, whether the re'iyah ben hashmashos was mi'ayom or miktsasa mi'alayla? So over there, suffix shemiktsata re'iyah mi'ayom miktsata lamachar. So it didn't take that long. That started a little bit before, went afterwards. It might have been entirely beyond or entirely belayla. So then the most that he knows is that he was vadei azov bal shtei riyos. So he's a zov vadei latuma, and as far as bringing a korban is concerned, now he's a zov, because only a zov bal shalosh riyos, which he's not sure that he had, can bring a korban. Doesn't have a chiyuv korban otherwise. And as far as what to do, that's a whole question. If you're a zov, that is a suffik chayev. So then what you have to do is you make a t'nai when you're magdish, your korban. The din is he has to bring shnei torim, or shnei benayana, obviously. One is he brings a cane. So one is oiler, one is lachatis, makes a t'nai that if I'm chayev, so fine, this is my oil, and if not, I'm bringing it as an adov. And a chatis of is allowed to be brought on a suffix because there is no problem of bringing boss, there is none, and just it's not eaten, and that's all. But we allow its dam on the Mizbeach in any event. But forget about that. Our issue is he's only going to be a suffix, legabe that. Fine. So he's divided a tuma, suffix, lekorba. Now, if you have, however, a suffix, which we do here, in other words, we don't know what the din is of the period in which he was raya, so comes along the Amoroyim to be Mefarish. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef asked Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Tana that says that Re'iyah Nechaleket L'Shnayim, if it was long enough to be the entire Ben HaShmashot? And he told him it was Rabbi Yosef. It's got to be Aliba de Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef holds that Ben HaShmashot is only care of Ayin. And if that's the case, so then we could explain that a re'iyah that begins an instant before ben hashmashos, it continues afterwards, even for an instant afterwards, is definitely partially min hayom, partially min halayla, and it's considered to be on two separate days. But if you held of Rabbi Nechemya, that ben hashmashos goes on for 9 minutes, so then how would you be able to explain this case? Because if you've got a re'iyah that is that long, then it has nothing to do whether it's biyom or whether it's belayla. Because the halacha is that if you have even a single re'iyah that itself goes on long enough for the shiur that we said before of having a tefillah and a drawing between it, and it's not a very long shiur, it's about a kedei hiluch me'amos, or depending on the machlokas over there, but in any event, it would be, anyway, without its being ben hashmashos, it would have been considered to be a separate re'iyah, and would have nothing to do with miktsa b'yom and miktsa b'layla, which means that it can only work out Ali, but Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's an instant. Okay, now here is my question, says Rabbi Manu. Well, what I don't understand is Keshita. So I asked him, how do you explain this? Because Al Dai Tichdat Omar Kol Harifayim Harifayim Shemchat Sibil the Rebbe Nachin Sofiko. You say that actually the Shira Libet Rabbi Nechemia is comprised of a multitude of Harif Ayin. So we have absolutely no way of knowing whether that was the moment that it switched Benayomu Min Alayla, or was the next moment that switched Benayomu Min Alayla. So then according to this, even if Ben HaShemoshes is Harif Ayin, we have no idea when that Harif Ayin is, and it goes on the entire period, then there would make absolutely no difference whether you hold of Rabbi Yossi or you hold of Rabbi Nechemia, because you'd have exactly the same problem with Rabbi Yossi. Since I don't know when that moment is, I would still need 9 full minutes of Ru'iyah in order for it to be Mechulak. And we got a problem with that, because then we don't have to come on to the fact that Yomim are Mechalkim. Says the Gemara, what's the big deal with that Kasha? Lomar Malek Shite, what, you call that a problem? Why do you say I've got a problem? It's easy to answer this. Okay, some have a different gears over here, not that Lama, but rather that Omar Lee, he told me that there's no problem. But in any event, either it's the Gemara, it's himself that answered. And what we could say is that it's true that we don't know, because that's all that Rabbi Yossi said, was that lo yochlu lamod, but l'kishyavoylio, the Omar Zeo ben Hashmashot. It would certainly be possible that tonight Eliyahu HaNavi shows up. Ask the Gemara, if we're talking about after Eliyahu HaNavi comes, then who would be arguing? I don't understand. Don't we say Eliyahu will come and will tell us like what the real pshat is? So, Man Palik, who's going to be arguing that you say, well, this machlokes from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nechemia would be nogea after Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Well, machlokes won't be a machlokes. So, in which case, I mean, the only way to understand it is that we are not talking about when Eliyahu comes. I'm trying to explain the machloket as it is. In which case, Rabbi Mona was correct to ask what he was asking. Because basically, if we don't know when the Harif Ayin is, and it's at any particular point, then the meaning of Rabbi Nechemia is no longer applicable to any real situation. Now, before we move on to the next question, which is, when is the end of the night, instead of when is the end of the day, which is our Ben HaShemashot period, let me just point out that I had promised you earlier that we were going to mention the Machlokes Rabbi Tam, the Geinim, in terms of our sugya a little bit more, and that is, if we take this case literally of a guy who's standing on Har Carmel, you know, and he's going to run down, he's going to be Taiva. So if Ben HaShemashot actually begins the way we took it, at the beginning of the Shkia, and that means that the moment that we see the horizon, we see the bottom tip of the sun, the orb of the sun, touching the horizon, and he's going to have enough time for running all the way down and being Tevel by the time that the entire body of the sun has fallen beneath the horizon. And the problem is that takes a total of about 2.5 minutes, and it doesn't make any sense to say that he would be able to get all the way down from whatever point it is that he's staying and get into the Yam and be Tevel up until that point. So again, this serves very much as grist for the mill of that machlokas, because according to Rabbi Tam, and what we're talking about, if he sees the body of the sun about to slip under the horizon, it's even as it slips under the horizon, it's going to be another, I mean, this is the Gemara talks out in, at length, and the Bavli is going to be 3.25 mil until it becomes not day vada, because according to Rabbi Natan, it goes on for quite some time. So then we've got a heck of a lot of time from that point that he's on Har Carmel until what the Rabbi Natan calls Shkia, which is the Shkia Shnia. And that would make a lot of sense. The problem is that according to the Shita of the Gra and the Shita that many of us follow, which is the Shita of the Gaonim, how in the world would Rabbi Yechanina said we can assume that he was Yored Vitova? So well, one possibility is to say that Rabbi Chanina was going according to the Gemara that we just learned, namely, that the time of Ben Hashmashas begins after the 9 minutes that we were talking about here in Rabbi Nechemia. So that's one possibility, and obviously it's necessary to go through the whole sugya in Shabbos and in the Bavli to get this clear. So there Rabbi Chanina actually did say, if you want to know what the share of Rabbi Nechemia is, the Chatzi Mil, he actually refers to this case. The shear of Rabbi Nechemia is to start running down Har Carmel when the sun is Barosh HaCarmel, go down into the Yam and come back up. That is the shear of Rabbi Nechemia. According to Rabbi Natan, it means you come all the way back to the top of Har Carmel, and he's trying to tell you when the end of the time of Rabbi Nechemia's man is, which is from the time that you were at Tevo, and you came all the way back to the Carmel. That is the end of the Ben Hashmashas time of Rabbi Nechemia, which began at the beginning of the second Shkia, and now it's Laila Gomor, and therefore you can eat Truma at that time. You must admit that that is pretty persuasive over there. The problem is, according to the Gross approach, then what Rabbi Chanina says there is different than what he's saying over there, over here. And apparently, if he's talking about Rabbi Nechemia Shita there, it's very different from the meaning of the words that he says here. Okay, in any event, we obviously cannot go in a daf yomi to be masbir the entire sugya ben Hashmashas. This is one of the most complex sugyas in the entire Shas. Now, be that as it may, there's also a completely different approach of the Bavli from here, because here we're talking about the relationship of Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Nechemia, whereas in the Gemara and Shabbos, it actually talks about whether it meant Rabbi Yossi, the shear of Rabbi Yossi. Well, the clarifying was after the Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, which was the 3/4 of a meal from Shkia, not the time of Rabbi Nechemia here. And there's also another Shita, whether maybe it's the Sof Ben Hashmashas, the very last time, last instant, or is it after it completely finishes, then starts Rabbi Yossi's a separate time, which is also a completely different way than the Gemara here is assuming. So that, as I said, I'm just coming to be ma'orer the things that one needs to look into if one wants to do the sugya in its entirety. So now to begin the next question. Rabbi Chanina, who was the Chavrahon de Rabbanan, he was the friend of the Chachamim, he raised the following question. Kamada to Amar. בערבית, נהיו שלושה כוכבים, אף הפי שחמה נתונה באמצע הרקיעה. You're saying that it's considered to be Lila. And that would mean that, the way I understand your statement is that if you've got three kochavim, then there's plenty of light in the sky, because obviously when he says over here the sun is in the middle of the sky, it doesn't mean it's noon. What he's talking about is that there is an awful lot of light at this point. And nonetheless, you're telling me it's night. Now, why would you not say the same thing in the morning? So then, Mar af b'shachrit kein, say, this means tomar, af b'shachrit kein. Remember, the Yerushalmi often speaks of like a shorthand, cutting out, just as Israelis do today, cutting out the letters that get swallowed, particularly the aleph. So Mar af b'shachrit kein, say the same thing is true, that if you could still see three kochavim, it should be Laila. And that would be even though there's lots of light in the sky, because it ought to be parallel times. If the presence of the kochavim give it a din of Laila, then it should be true that even in the morning when there's a lot of light, but there are still kochavim, then why do we say from Alos HaShachar, Namud HaShachar, it's considered to be Yom? This is Nogea, so many different things. And nobody ever pointed out that it's a contradiction to the Shiur of Laila. Now, I don't understand. There's plenty of stars that are visible in the sky at the time of Alot HaShachar, Yamud HaShachar. Omer Rebaba, Rebaba explains that actually It's different. At least this is the way most of them refresh it. There are those, including the Bnei Moshe here, that understands Rav Abba to be an additional question. Let's read it like this. Omer Rav Abba. It says in the pasuk, Hashemesh yatsa al haaretz velot bo tsar. Now, the Lashon of Hashemesh Yatsa, in another place, we have that Uba Hashemesh v'taher v'achar yochal min ha-kodashim. Okay? So that means that Yitzia, Hashemesh Yatsa, and Hashemesh Ba are used as times for the beginning of the night and the end of the night. The beginning of the day, in other words, and the end of the night. So Makish Yitziyato l'Vyato, just like Vyato Ba, it is defined by Mish Yitkasem in Abriot. At the time that the light of the sun begins to be hidden from people, that's when I could see Shlosha Kochavim. Af Yitziyato l'kishi Yitvadal Abriot. So that means the moment that I am made aware of the sun's presence, so that's telling me that is its Yitziyah. And that means it's a function of how I see. If I could see the sun, then I see it coming up. So it's considered to be Yom, and therefore it's not considered to be Nogea, the number of the Kochavim. So in other words, once the Pasuk has made it a function of how people are aware of things, how they become aware, then obviously when it's pitch dark, I can make out light in the darkness. And at that moment that it's nicker, that light is there, it's considered to be the Yom. But when it comes to the disappearance of the light, I don't have a particular thing that I can call dark. It's getting darker. The light is disappearing. So over there, the shiur of Ba would be defined in that case by the Kochavim, because now I can actually notice that there's a point at which the light that I like to think of as day has disappeared, in which case the Torah is specifically referring not to an astronomical phenomenon, which indeed would have meant that it was similar in the morning and in the evening, and it should be defined by the same Kochavim, but rather to how people can see the Yitziyah of the Shemesh. Obviously, the Shemesh isn't really Yotzei anywhere, but as people become aware of its presence, they become aware much earlier in the morning because they could see the light being bokea. And we shall see more of this lovely sugya come tomorrow. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Sof Gagal Kama Lishkoa, V'tchilat Gaga Levana La'alot is the correct way of reading it. V'tani Shmuel Ken, Eina Levana Zorachat B'sha'a She'achama Shokat V'lo Shokat B'sha'a She'achama Zorachat. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chiya Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Hitchil Galgal Chama La'Shekia, Adam Omeid B'Rosh Har HaKarmel V'yored V'tovel B'Yam HaGadol Ve'ole V'Ochel B'Trumato Chazaka B'Yom Taval. Had the Tamer B'Daza L'Bekapandria B'Ram Ahud Yazal B'Yisratia Lo B'Da Ezo Ben HaShemashot Amar Rabbi Tanchuma. Well, it's a marshal of tipa shel dam shenitunal gabei chuda shel sayaf. Nech lecha tipa lakan lakan. Zeo ben hashmashot, which is similar to carifying. Zeo ben hashmashot, mi shetishaka hachama, kidei shehalech adam chatzi mil. It's about 9 minutes. Divi Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yossi omer, ben hashmashot, kerif ayin, v'lo yachlu lamod alav hachachamim. Precisely what that means, we'll see. Rabbi Yosef Rebacha v'yatvin, Om Rabbi Yosef Rebacha, don't you think that lo mistavra, that sof chatzin mil de Rabbi Nechemia is the time of the Herif Ayin of Rabbi Yosef? Oh, Marley, well, I used to think that. Of Hanas Avarken, but I know Rabbi Chizkiya lo Amarken, kol Herif Ayin v'Herif Ayin she'er b'chatzin mil de Rabbi Nechemia is a suffix. Om Rabbi Mono, I'll tell you, I had a lot of problems with that, actually, and I actually asked Kashai to come into Rabbi Chizkiya, because Katanina Taman ra achat b'yom v'achat b'in hashmashot and achat b'in hashmashot v'achat l'machar. So im yodea shemiksat ha'riyah me'ayom miksat l'machar. So then he's avadei both the tuma and the korban. If it was a suffer shemiksat ha'riyah me'ayom miksat l'machar, so then he's avadei the tuma. There remains a suffer the korban. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, bo kamei Rabbi Yosef, mantana riyah nechleket l'shnayim. It's got to be Rabbi Yosef. So I asked him, Amar Lam, said the Kashtal Da'atcha, because the Atam are called Herav Ayin, Herav Ayin, Shepachat Zmil, the Rebbe Nechemia. Is a Sofiku, So it boils down to exactly the same case. It doesn't help to be going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. What's the problem? Oh, yeah? And then man poly. Rabbi Chanina Chavri Honda Rabbonon, boy kamei, boy kama da'at amar, that ba'arvit, nirush lo shako chavim, alpha pisha chamane tunab emtsarakia, so to speak. Nonetheless, it's lilo, which means that we make it dependent on the amount of light that allows for shlosha kochavim. So then, why not amar af v'shachrit kin? Omer Baba, that's because k'tiv, Hashemesh yatsa ala aretz v'lot bo'tzara, uba Hashemesh v'tahar, which is makish yitziyato leviyato. Just like biyato is mishi yitkase min ha-briyot, af yitziyato lekishi yitvada le-briyot, and that, of course, is easily discernible in the pitch dark. I can see much earlier when the dark is violated by the light, but I don't see when light is violated by dark, because it isn't.